This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Mostly lower tone here overnight for the grains. It's some follow through on selling pressure that we observed at the start of the week for corn and wheat. Soybeans had a better start to the week here and are still holding support above $13, but they lack follow-through momentum there on the bullish end. We're going to see if there's a link to the crude oil market being higher again today after a good bounce yesterday helped the soybean oil futures recover. We're really keeping a close eye on those soy products. For the soybean oil, we have that link to the crude oil market. The crude oil is rallying here at the start of the week with some escalation of the tension in the Middle East, particularly involving Hezbollah and Iran. You have also on the meal product, influence this ongoing outlook for Argentina that includes improved weather conditions this season, but also some uncertainty about the new president and changing export policies.
You mentioned the crude oil and the price and that relationship with those attacks in the Middle East. Is it just a case of if there is an instance like that, people kind of have a worry that there's just going to be difficulty moving oil? Or what is it exactly that causes that price to move when that type of thing happens?
Logistics, as you mentioned, is certainly part of it. I think I go back to attachment to Iran and knowing that they're such a big oil producer and exporter, where that's not something we've had up to this point. We have known it's an ongoing risk that Iran becomes more involved here with the conflict in Israel, but up to this point, it has largely been a fight against Hamas, in the Gaza Strip, where now it's Lebanon, Hezbollah, and their link to Iran that really involves the oil market here. And
that was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn down 1.25 at 4.75¾. January soybeans down 14¾ at 13.12¼. On the Merck, February live cattle down 52 cents at 169.10. January feeder cattle down 67 cents at 222.50. February lean hogs down 85 cents at 70.72. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.